This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
To you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sports, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
You check them out, franklinarmory.com. And for the, I'm still waiting on parts, still waiting on stuff for the stream. Bear with me. I know you're not really bearing with me, but bear with me if you would, anyway. Now, yeah, we elected Donald Trump in part because America found itself on Flight 93 with pantsuit Von Clinton and a creepy coterie of commie comrades angling to seize the cockpit. But that was only slightly part of it. But besides electing him for what he would prevent, we voted for him for the most improbable of conservatives. It wasn't like we didn't know him. He didn't seem conservative, did he? But it was what he promised to do that sort of made that difference. The aspirational nature of Trumpism gets short shrift, but it's a very critical component. Trump told us he would make America great again. Those words chill the pasta spines of the sissy Frito cons and the whiny white woke wine women alike. But they're quite tantalizing for me. He was aspirational. Always looking to the future and telling the indisputable truth that if we only hearkened to our history and the legacy of the founders, America would in fact be great again. And aspiration is what's missing from his campaign right now. Trump has the advantage. He is the incumbent, and this election is his to lose. But one weapon he has yet to unleash is the Reagan-esque optimism that we, the normal patriotic Americans, who he can rely on, yearn for. This is the perfect time to do it. Look around. Things are a mess. The Democrats are doing everything they can to make things messier, and they're holding on to their precious pangolin pandemic panic like Brian Stelter grips a piece of pie, ferociously fighting to keep hope dying by denying our kids school and millions of us a livelihood, all to win an election in November. And they've backed up the lawless hordes vandalizing our history and assaulting regular Americans, again to try to demoralize and intimidate us. And along the way, now they're also trying to prosecute people who dare fight back. And Grandpa Badfinger himself is a dour old weirdo who only emerges from the basement lair to howl about what a disaster the America he spent a half century leading is, all the while promising to transform it into something that the brain half-wit AOC and the rest of her squad stoppo have dreamed of since their first sociology seminar. His vision of America is that racist hellscape of racists, raciting racedly, while at the same time being severely undertaxed and over free. The only aspiration this ancient dope can offer is maybe he'll ask the mob to pretty please not be so Bernie and attacky and let all you kulaks temporarily go about your lives relatively peacefully if you obey. And if you don't get too uppity, and if you also turn in all those guns you bought when you saw the Democrat mayors and governors weren't going to protect you. Now, Trump kept his promises after 2016, and he can do it again. In the military, we have a main effort and a supporting effort. Here, Trump will certainly need to support the main effort with brutal attacks on the basic competence, coherence, and consciousness of this senile, gropey, Chi-Com-licking old hack. But his main effort has to be showing voters that beyond all this leftist-enhanced chaos is the peace and prosperity we are on the way to before the bat suit flew and the riots formerly known as being about George Floyd. It is time to get aspirational. Don't harp on past success except to point the way forward and to show that promises made are promises kept, and give us something to work toward. I like prosperity and security. You can call it the 21 biggest second-term promises of Donald Trump. Number one, prosperity. Using the same pro-growth policies that gave us the best economy ever, we will be back to 5% unemployment by April 2021. A year from now, we will be back where we were when the pandemic hit, 3.5%, and we will again have the lowest minority unemployment rates ever. Then we'll do it even better. Number two, we're going to make China and the other countries trade with us fairly, or not at all. We see China as an opponent, and we will compete instead of capitulate. No more outsourcing of American jobs. Number three, no more insourcing foreigners to take American jobs. Not only should we tighten the H-1B visa process to ensure that no Americans can give the job before to do the job before we import someone, but we will give any employee the right to sue his employer for punitive damages if his job is taken by a foreigner on a weak work visa. No more American workers training their replacements. Then number four is sleepy old Joe. Well, he tried to co-opt Buy American, but he's faking it. We can double down on revitalizing American industry with tariffs as necessary and in place some tough rules, relocating critical industries like medicine, masks, and electronics to the U.S. of A. No more relying on the red Chinese to decide if your kids can have penicillin. Yeah. Number five, the greedy tech titans are too powerful, so we're going to regulate them to ensure the internet remains free to all and that no one can be silenced. No one. Number six, we have to have a massive infrastructure rebuild where the money goes not to bike lanes and railroads to nowhere and other nonsense, but to actual freeways and airports and high-speed internet. They're going to make our lives better. Number seven, we will finish building the wall. Enough said. Number eight, we'll need money for this, so we'll tax those with over $10 million in earnings. Most of the super rich are now Democrats. So too bad. And that's just prosperity. Then comes security. Number nine, crime, particularly in Democrat cities, is out of control. We're going to crack down on violent criminals, law and order. Number 10, fund the police. We back the blue. Law and order is non-negotiable. Number 11, people fear cancellation, so we're going to outlaw that. There'll be no more firing someone over his political views. California and other states have such laws, but we can expand them to ensure that families don't have to worry that some misconstrued word will let a bunch of bad-haired and dumb, tatted little social justice warrior brats ruin them. Number 12, we'll make it a federal crime to block an interstate and harshly prosecute those who riot, loot, and destroy. Number 13, we will support law enforcement by making it a hate crime to attack police officers for being a cop. Number 14, then we'll enforce that law. Number 15, we'll also make it a federal crime to prosecute someone for defending himself and his family from a mob. Some people say that's not exactly federalism, but you know what? If they're not going to uphold the Constitution, we'll do it for you. Number 16, we'll protect the future of young people by rethinking higher education, which is too expensive, it's pointless, it's unresponsive to the needs of American families, and it's largely by draining the current cesspool and reimagining that. I could go on and on with this. We could reform the CDC bureaucracy to ensure that it focuses on epidemics and gets out of the politics game. Doesn't that need to happen? And we will continue to protect your rights and freedoms with judges who follow the Constitution and are not affected by whatever hallucinogen they put in the Hawaiian drinking water. There are some aspirations. All of this, by the way, is actually on the table. I didn't make this up. I'm just telling you what they're saying. So, come November, it's time to gut the Biden campaign and Grandpa Badfinger when it comes down to it. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
At Chambers Custom, we have one job. We strive to build the most obsessively reliable, accurate, and beautiful pistols for the discriminating gun owner. Fusing the ageless 1911 design with a 21st century approach to each part and component, Chambers Custom meticulously begins each pistol as a standalone project, creating a bespoke, handcrafted, peerless firearm. They integrate all of the internal, external, and intrinsic elements that make a custom 1911 unique. Go to ChambersCustom.com. Chambers Custom, truly the mechanical advantage.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Button coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought by that. What by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at FranklinArmory.com.
Check them out at FranklinArmory.com. They're the home of the binary trigger, the loose line, the Providence line. I mean, go check them out. I saw a video today, and this has firmly confirmed to me that it's a really good thing that I am not a street cop. The Police Tribune released a body cam video of a Michigan deputy emptying her weapon after clearing a malfunction into Sean Ernest Ruiz. Shortly after the unarmed, I say this tongue-in-cheek, suspect stabbed a senior citizen and then came after the deputy with a knife and a screwdriver. Now, here's a couple of things. The deputy, when she pulled Mr. Ruiz over, she held back about three car lengths, and maybe two and a half, too, I don't know. She got out, and Mr. Ruiz got out of his vehicle, and she allowed him to walk towards her and erase that space. Okay? Somebody with a knife at 21 feet, if I have not drawn my weapon, which at a certain point when Mr. Ruiz got close enough, she did clear. But, Mr. Ruiz would have gotten about even, you know, halfway between his car and my car. And then I would have been advancing on him saying, get on your face. And if he did not, you know, and I know a lot of people, well, Bill, if you advance on him, aren't you losing that space? Yeah, because if he comes up at me, if he increases his speed, I'm going to start firing and then I'm going to go left or right. In the case of the deputy, she would have had to have gone left because there was a car in the way if she went right. Now, unfortunately for Mr. Ruiz, the deputy did not heed Joe Biden's advice to shoot the unarmed man in his leg. Joe Biden said, instead of standing there and teaching a cop when there's an unarmed person coming at you with a knife or something, you can shoot them in the leg instead of in the heart. And that is a very different thing. Except for a few things, Broadway Joe. Shooting somebody in the leg, in the pelvis, you have a pretty good chance of nicking the femoral artery. If you hit them in the pelvis, this will put them down because they will lose that leg basically. If it's a modern self defense round and it hits the bony part of the pelvis, they're going to be incapacitated, but they're not going to be undangerous anymore. They're still going to be able to move. And also, whether they got a knife or a screwdriver or nothing, not having a gun does not mean you're not dangerous. I love the way Broadway Joe gets out there and says, unarmed person. Now, this is why this deputy did not, as Black Lives Matter puts it, oink her last, and why her family doesn't get a folded flag. But there's several good lessons from this incident that should go viral before the November election. Number one, New York Governor Andrew Cuomo, whose policies may have killed thousands of helpless nursing home patients, said, no one needs 10 bullets to kill a deer, and too many innocent people have died already. The deputy, in the course of engaging this perpetrator, emptied her weapon. She had one malfunction, which she cleared like a champ, and I'm thinking she probably had a Glock 17, so that's, 17 rounds, which is seven more than old Mario thinks. I'm sorry, not Mario. He's not his dad. Andrew. Andrew thinks that. So, and it took them all. It took all of those rounds to put him on the deck before this unarmed assailant was no longer capable of sticking his knife or something, in this case a screwdriver, into her. This proves that Cuomo is dishonest or incompetent with regard to the realities of armed self-defense, probably both. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Where Am I Biden said, "We protect geese more than we protect." No joke. You can only have 3 shotgun shells when you go shooting geese. The bad guy was still on his feet and advancing after he took 4 or 5 rounds, not to his leg, as recommended by Shotgun Joe, but to his center of mass. I am not a law enforcement professional, but this deputy let the aggressor get too close and was within 10 feet before firing. And 21 feet is called the Tueller drill, which means the assailant can reach you in 1.5 seconds, and you need to not only fire, but you got to stop him during the little time you have. And if you've ever done a training simulator and not a real assailant, where the training simulator is coming at you pretty hard too, you can find out that a bad guy can, you know, cut your head off before you can pull the gun and aim and fire it. This, what this deputy was doing is indicative of the Ferguson effect. She was trying to, instead of circling, instead of moving laterally, which she only should go, could go to her left, and if he moves to intercept, okay, you got your answer. You know exactly what he's going to do. But instead of moving and, you know, showing her indication that I will shoot you if I have to, she decided to back up to keep from having to shoot him in the hopes that he would drop his knife and a screwdriver. And she went the extra mile to avoid shooting the suspect and only fired when she had no choice. Like anything, I'm sorry this suspect made the choices he did. And I'm glad that those choices did not result in a dead or wounded LEO along with a wounded senior citizen. I'm sure Black Lives Matter doesn't like this much, and I'm sure the Antifa don't, and of course the Democrats don't, because, you know, according to Shannon Squeaky Watts, this is police violence when you shoot a perpetrator like this. But at the end of the day, and I'm sure if they do a toxicology report on this cat, we're going to find out they had all kinds of stuff on him. Because it took him, I'm going to be generous, I'm going to say maybe 14 of those shots hit him. It took 14 rounds to put him down. And she was quick. She was quick on the trigger. I was impressed. I was impressed with her control of the gun. She was shooting some sort of a Glock. And so she obviously did a little more practicing than the just normal qualify once a year. So I was impressed with that, but we got to back the blue. And this means you got to vote straight Republican, because the Democrats are not going to back the blue. And if you think that's not important right now, if you think, well, it's not, you know, we're not pushing this, it would become a trend. It would. Every time they get a toehold, it's a trend. So bear that in mind. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. Like a piece of Americana, this is Nighthawk Custom. Completing Browning's vision of the 1911, Nighthawk Custom is not a mass production facility. Each custom touch is machined to an exacting standard, with the heart and soul of each craftsman that takes it through the process. Traditional or tactical, Nighthawk Custom delivers a weapon you can trust with your life. Custom to your specification or ready to ship with the reserve line. For their complete selection, go to NighthawkCustom.com. Nighthawk Custom. One gun, one gunsmith.
For over 25 years, Aero Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Aero Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Aero Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders.
Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th,
Aero Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S., U.K., and Canada are accusing Russia of trying to steal information from researchers developing a COVID-19 vaccine. Virginia Democratic Senator Tim Kaine says there could be problems.
If it screws up vaccine development, I mean, this could affect millions and millions of people. And yet no one has confidence that the White House will take this seriously and push back on Russia.
Kane, speaking there on MSNBC, he also did not provide any specifics as to the administration not taking it seriously. The number of people filing new jobless claims was 1.3 million last week. That's according to the Labor Department, which marks the 17th straight week that the claims have exceeded 1 million. Nearly 32 million American workers are now receiving jobless benefits, largely due to the coronavirus pandemic. This is USA Radio News. The Supreme Court declined to allow some Florida felons the ability to vote if they have not paid fees, restitution, and other fines pertaining to their cases according to state requirements. The High Court ruled in a 6-3 decision on Thursday to reject a request to lift an appeals court order that prevents Florida felons from voting in the state's upcoming primary elections without first paying court fees and restitution. During her daily press briefing on Thursday, White House Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany was asked just how much President Trump is paying attention to the coronavirus.
The president's focusing on a lot. Look, the president just yesterday held a big press conference, if you will, or an avail in the Oval Office about MS-13. COVID is something that we're focused on. It is a top priority of this administration. It's why the task force meets.
McEnany also telling reporters many medical experts believe it's safe to start reopening schools. This is USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Indeed, check them out. Let's make that. There you go. Got to get rid of that again. Indeed, check them out at franklinarmory.com. I just hate it when it's playing over here, too. I'm pretty tired of this whole pangolin pandemic panic. I'm tired of the manifestly bull Adam Schiff that surrounds every aspect of it. I'm not a COVID truther. There's a virus. It does make people sick. It can kill old people. It can kill people with other health problems. Everyone else is pretty much safe. Not everyone, but the vast majority. And it's time to get on with our lives. And people, you know, people who are vulnerable to this disease. And I'm one of them. And I have them in my family. And I know people. People who are vulnerable to this disease should stay away from other people. Now, it doesn't keep me from getting around people. For those of you who aren't especially vulnerable, you definitely need to be getting on with your life. So vulnerable people should hunker, and invulnerable people should be able to go about their business. Sounds pretty simple, right? Yeah. We shouldn't be quarantining and trying to shield a bunch of healthy people from something that can't affect them. But no. No, that's too simple. There's too much common sense involved. We're applying too much logic here. Some politicians love this whole crisis because this is really exciting and, coincidentally, a way to increase their own power. Flexing emergency muscles is fun, even if you don't get to do it for a very long time. But it's fun. No one calls you with complaints about boring old potholes when a pestilence is sweeping the land. You'll note how every major Democrat-run city, as I repeat myself, is getting worse. They can't do the basics, so they focus on the extremes. And some people like living in a soft dystopia. This passes for excitement and in the safe and secure nation we were handed, you know. For the same reason that suburban housewives guzzle cheap Pinot Grigio from Trader Joe's and read White Fragility, this crisis gives them something to fill up the emptiness that's in their souls. Now, as far as those people whose lives are being wrecked and the kids who are treading water for a year, too bad. You are all acceptable collateral damage. It's calamity theater. And the show must go on. All because this is all perceived to be hurting Donald Trump, which only makes it sweeter. But what gets me in particular about this are the lies and the deliberate obfuscations designed to drag this idiocy out. If you remember back in February when all the smart folks were telling us we were stupid if we wore masks, now all the smart folks are telling us that we have to wear masks and we're stupid if we don't. Yeah, and you got to wear them everywhere. You got to wear them outside. You got to wear them when you're outside alone, in the sun. You got to wear them when you're alone in your car. If I wasn't making payments on my car, I would ram the next guy I saw driving alone in a car with a mask on. Then there was the whole flatten the curve thing, and we agreed to be locked up to prevent a surge of infections that would overwhelm the system, knowing this means the pandemic would keep going longer. And we beat the surge. And yet they are now freaking out that the pandemic is lasting longer. But they told us it was going to last longer. And we needed to do more testing, and now we have. And shocker, we're finding more infections. And we saw this coming. I saw this coming. Now, I guess people who were idiots didn't see this coming. And, of course, the death rate as a percentage of infections has dropped, which is good news. This means the infection is actually less deadly than initially feared. But we can't hear about that now, can we? So even though the absolute number of deaths are also generally lower now, it does bounce around, they still have to pretend the whole country is one of Andrew Cuomo's nursing home death traps. And it isn't. I saw MSNBC, they interviewed a whole bunch of pediatricians. And what they were expecting when they were saying, do you want your children to go back to school? They're expecting them to say, oh, no, this is just, you know, that'd be like a death house. Instead, every pediatrician there was going, I can't wait. Of course they should go back to school. No, they don't need social distancing. No, they don't need masks. Kids are safe. We should reopen schools without any of these ridiculous precautions. How are you going to social distance in a school where you have set this whole system up to shoehorn as many of these kids into one place as you can? How are you going to do that? Right now, the Chinese kids are back studying STEM. Everywhere in the world except here, they're going back to school. Here, ours are looking out the window, bored to tears, wasting valuable time. The teachers' unions, now, they get to take priority. And you know, these public school unionized teachers are super eager to stop being paid for doing nothing. Kids first, as usual, right? Or is that also a unicorn? And remember that anytime you point out that maybe the experts aren't exactly brimming with expertise, you're denying science. Now, as we're talking about this, various governors like California and a few others are closing or reclosing other parts of their states because a lot of sick people who aren't going to get that sick are getting sick, right? So getting your cuticles buffed or buying tacos is spreading the virus, not the tens of thousands of people screaming as they walk packed down the streets, you know. Apparently the wokeness makes you immune to the bat suit grip, you know. But that's some real science right there, deniers. And this is a real virus that is dangerous to a few types of people. They do need to take precautions. But the rest of us need to not have our lives upended in a hopeless struggle to stop the inevitable. I wear a mask. I if it's a place where I have to go in to wear, if I have to go in and wear a mask to get in there, I wear a mask. If people want me to wear a mask around them because they feel vulnerable, I'll wear a mask. Your place, your rules, right? And I'm just being polite. Now, if I don't wish to wrap a bandana around my mouth, then I'll avoid those places and people. But no, I'm not going to slink around like I'm trying to pull off some sort of suburban stagecoach robbery. And I'm not going to pretend that the same people who told us so much demonstrably wrong stuff are some sort of geniuses. They're not. When have we ever done this? When have we ever tried to hide from sickness? Well, the answer to that is we've never tried to hide from sickness. That's never been a thing. So we don't hide from the flu. We don't hide from the cold. We take inoculations for various things. People get flu shots. Even the flu shots, only half of America takes a flu shot, and the flu shot is not actually specifically targeted at whatever strain of flu we're getting. It's all based upon, it's all based upon past infections. So, if you're a healthy person, get on with your life. If you're one of these people that's afraid, you really need to make a decision. Is it social distancing or masks? If masks work, how come people that wear masks are still getting sick? You got to ask yourself that. Same with social distancing. It all depends upon your environment. And if you're outside, you're the best place you could be. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesce. The Luminesce anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay Heating Wraps and Pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Today, many of us are paying attention to our health, and what we eat plays an important role. But so often the water we drink is a mere afterthought when it should be a primary part of our daily nutrition. Real Water would like to change how you think about the water you drink and how it can play an important role in helping your body restore balance and reach its full potential. The key benefits of every bottle of Real Water are stabilized negative ions, balanced pH, detoxification, and it hydrates you like never before. And yes, it tastes great. Real Water is beyond alkalinity, and due to its proprietary process called E2 technology, it's the only drinking water on the market that can maintain a stable negative ionization, which means real science in every bottle. Order your Real Water today and take advantage of special pricing for this audience only by calling 1-855-REALWTR or visiting buyrealwaternow.com. That's 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com. Order now, 1-855-REALWTR or buyrealwaternow.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Live. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Franklin Armory.
Franklin Armory makes top quality AR style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word Lock and Load at franklinarmory.com.
Check them out, franklinarmory.com. The most violent scourge affecting the United States today is not the Wuhan coronavirus. It is the way the pandemic has been politicized by the leftists to remove a duly elected president, which is, this is one thing that everybody should be very, if you voted for Trump, this should be very upsetting for you, because this is the most concerted effort to negate the will of the American electorate ever. Trump has endured this unprecedented onslaught of vitriol, hate, falsehoods perpetrated by leftist Democrat politicians, mainstream propagandists, and leftist progressives. And consequently, the government has been at a virtual standstill as the Democrats inflict one manufactured crisis after another on the American people, all with the goal of removing the president. Case in point. Our response to the Wuhan coronavirus has been gratuitously overblown. It's been way past anything anybody else has done. According to the CDC, the current infection fatality rate for the virus is less than 0.26%. 0.26. The inordinate response to the virus resulted in the contraction of a once robust economy by 5% during the first quarter of 2020, thus ending the longest period of economic expansion in our nation's history. For nothing. That's an unforced error that we committed. An unemployment rate under 4%, the best in half a century, jumped to 13% in a matter of weeks. 6 months after the first U.S. case of coronavirus was identified in Washington State, the country still languishes in a state of limbo because we can't decide whether we're going to open the economy or if we're going to keep it shut down. this irrational response to a virus lethal to only a small segment of Americans was meticulously orchestrated. And in August 2019, Democrats first realized their best hope of beating Trump in 2020 was a recession. Not just a downturn, but a full-fledged, violent contraction of the mighty U.S. economy, with all of its commensurate baggage, including massive unemployment. So we have this. Democrats understood Americans could not be compelled to vote for a party bereft of tangible ideas unless the country was suffering. And the numerous leftist media outlets quickly chimed in with opinion pieces supporting this hypothesis, including the Washington Post, New York Times, The Atlantic, The Boston Globe, The Hill, and CNBC. And still, in the midst of this pointless impeachment of the president, Democrats had already concluded that coronavirus was on deck to become the next national crisis. Because after all, the Ukraine debacle immediately replaced the Russia hoax when Robert Mueller couldn't come up with any dirt. Now, luckily for the Democrats, the Wuhan virus was actually a real thing, showed promise as the best vehicle to quickly undo 3 years of economic progress under Trump. Which I don't really even understand how that works out, because when I look at certain signs about the economy, did Barack Obama ever have a Dow Jones Industrial in the 20,000s? I don't think he did. I don't think we hit that till the era of Trump. If somebody wants to double check my work on that one, feel free. After a partisan House vote to impeach the president took place on December 18th, Pelosi did something strange. She delayed sending the articles of impeachment to the Senate for nearly a month, citing fears the Senate would not conduct a fair trial, which, coincidentally, during the delay, the coronavirus spread outside China and began to infect people worldwide. The first Chinese case of coronavirus was reported in Wuhan on December 1st, 2019, 2 weeks before the impeachment vote. 2 days after the virus was detected outside China and 4 days before the first confirmed U.S. case, Pelosi turned over the impeachment articles to the Senate. And without enough Democrat votes in the Senate to convict Trump of the ludicrous charges dreamt up by Jerry Nadler and his cronies, Pelosi positioned the Democrat Party to begin the next phase, because there's always a next phase, to remove the president after his anticipated acquittal. So then coronavirus began to infect Americans. The president was advised to curtail economic activity on a nationwide level by medical, quote, experts who to this day still peddle fear and uncertainty, and the Democrat machine kicked into action to ensure the shutdown would be long and excruciating and difficult, and all Trump's fault. Except Trump left it to the local level. So without a thought for their constituents, the politicians on the local, state, and national level used fear to keep the country from moving past the crisis. See, while they're trying to get rid of Trump, they're inadvertently killing us. Never has there been so much done to debilitate so many Americans. Medical experts issued frequent, contradictory, and increasingly draconian guidelines, adding to the prevailing fear. Don't wear a mask. Wear a mask. Go to the grocery store, but don't go to church. You can protest, riot, loot, shoot, burn, and run rampant through the streets of cities, but don't go to school. No swimming, fishing, commuting, traveling, working, eating out, going to bars, partying, or sunbathing until a vaccine is developed. Stay in your homes. Socially distance. Eat contact-free pizza and tacos. Be together alone. Don't pay your bills. Go bankrupt. Do your part, because we're all in this together. Then several states began to decide, enough is enough, and began to reopen businesses. An increase in testing identified numerous asymptomatic coronavirus infections and people with antigens. And while the number of infections increased, deaths and hospitalizations did not return to previous highs. Democrats once again lambasted those governors who had the audacity to reopen prior to the November election, calling them reckless and callous and selfish and greedy. And bending to the caterwauling, some of the governors reinstituted mitigation measures, but the increase in infections highlighted an inconvenient truth. The more infections identified, the lower the infection fatality rate. And that fact was buried by the propagandists in the media for failing to progress their little narrative of fear. So according to the latest CDC statistics, 1 in 107 Americans have contracted coronavirus. And that's misleading since up to 75% of individuals infected with the virus are asymptomatic. The number of Americans infected with coronavirus is much bigger than reported since people without symptoms don't go get tested. And it will indicate approximately 1 in 2,500 Americans die due to coronavirus complications. But when you take in variables like old, you know, age, sex, medical conditions, and commitment to social distancing, when they're factored into the equation, the odds of death by coronavirus are reduced. Because if you're under the age of 25, your odds of being infected and dying of coronavirus are 1 in 1.8 million. But despite that, in response to that infection uptick, many local governments mandated the wearing of masks in public, despite knowing that no face mask can completely filter all coronavirus virions, which range in size of 0.06 to 0.14 microns in diameter. One study says that cotton face coverings block 28% of particles, surgical masks capture 80%, and a fit-tested N95 can block up to 99.7% of particles. So if the goal is to protect the public from coronavirus infection, why wouldn't you mandate the wearing of N95 masks in public? Why wouldn't that be more effective? But N95 masks are reserved for healthcare professionals. And it only matters if they fit right. Right? Yeah. So, we've been enduring the death by a thousand cuts as the Democrat lies and misinformation and fear-mongering try to continue to influence the electorate. All to undo an election. All of this to undo an election. All of this ruination they're trying to cause. Staggering. Coming up next, we're going into hour number two. We're going to be joined by Rick Ector as we go to Planet Rick yet again. That'll be next hour. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expansive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.